most people in this country are infected by herpes viruses, and they may not know it. That's because the virus has a remarkable property. It can lie dormant for years and then suddenly flare up. How herpes manages this hibernation and reawakening has been a mystery, but now, as NPR's Joe Palca reports, scientists think they may have figured it out.
There are many different types of herpes virus. Herpes simplex virus type 1 causes cold sores. Herpes simplex virus type 2 causes genital sores. And a third herpes virus causes chickenpox in children and shingles in adults. Brian Cullen studies the cold sore variety of herpes. Cullen is at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. He says people usually become infected with this herpes virus early in life.
You get infected when you're a kid, and the virus actually stays with you till you die.
Cullen says the virus typically enters the body through the mouth or lips, but then it goes to infect nerve cells called neurons.
When herpes simplex virus infects a neuron, it actually goes to the nucleus and it just sits there.
And it can just sit there in what's called the latent state for decades.
And during that time, what it makes is this one RNA molecule called the latency-associated transcript, or LAT.
This strand of genetic material called LAT breaks down into a lot of tiny fragments called microRNAs. These microRNA molecules can switch off genes. Cullen says in the case of herpes infection, the genes switched off by the microRNAs are the very genes that cause the virus to replicate. So normally, the microRNAs keep the virus dormant. It's only when replication genes get specially revved up, usually because of some external stress, that the microRNAs are overwhelmed. The virus explodes from its resting state, and the symptoms of the herpes infection reappear. Cullen says it's interesting to think about what would happen if you switched off the microRNAs. By his theory, without them, the virus would be replicating all the time.
Now, that arguably is a bad thing, but it turns out that we have really good drugs that kill productively replicating herpes simplex viruses that are approved drugs that are commercially available.
So switching off the microRNAs might actually be a good thing. The drugs can't kill the virus when it's dormant.
The concept would be that you might be able to activate the virus, drive it into productive replication, treat with one of these drugs, and kill the virus as soon as it pops its head out.
All that is for the future. For the moment, scientists will want to confirm Cullen's work to make sure it holds up. There have been a lot of rival theories about how the herpes virus can remain dormant in cells for decades. But Patricia Speer says the theory of Cullen and his colleagues involving microRNAs will attract a lot of attention from people in the field, many, no doubt, trying to prove it wrong. Speer is a herpes expert at Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois.
They've presented a plausible way for this to happen.
So I guess what you would be saying then is it's not like every lab studying latency and herpes virus is going to pack up and say, well, our work is done.
No, no way. This has been a very contentious field, and this is new information. It's exciting information, and it undoubtedly is a part of the story, but I just would caution it's not the whole story.
That's usually the way it is in science. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.